We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity
under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Greetings and welcome, marvelous viewers. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, you're about 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Ashra 1 at Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia, New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10KU band and Intelsat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, Ejasat 2 and Ejasat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 17 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Cameroon, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Mongolia, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. In Kutul on Channel 21 through the cable provider Goon Norin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, Channel 35 on multimedia on demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yongjiao-Le Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Tongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Qinmen County, Channel 105 on Mingcheng Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, an international report indicates that buildings must reduce energy consumption by 60%. In ecology news, more people have access to clean drinking water in Somalia. In community news, a New Zealand study finds that a loving environment promotes healthy brain development in children. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, June 9th, marks the passing in 1974 of Nobel Prize-winning Guatemalan poet and novelist Mr. Miguel Ángel Astidias. Born in Guatemala City in 1899, Mr. Astidias graduated with a law degree. In 1923, he went to Europe and in Paris became deeply immersed in Mayan writings. He translated the Mayan holy book, Popol Vuh, into Spanish. He also began to write poetry and prose. Some of his noted works include The President, Strong Wind, and Temple of the Lark, a collection of his poetry. Mr. Estevez was awarded the Nobel Prize for Literature in 1967 for his lyrical works, which are deeply rooted in the rich traditions of the indigenous people of Latin America. Mr. Miguel Ángel Estevez's legacy of outstanding writings which integrate the spirituality of the Mayan people and the striving for social equality for all are still a great source of joy to many today.
Lion News. Rescuers work to find survivors after landslide in China. A landslide in the southwest city of Chongqing's Jiwei Mountain at an iron ore mining area caused at least 26 people to lose their lives, with 12 homes and the mine buried beneath the debris. 8 persons have been rescued thus far, and Chinese President Hu Jintao and Premier Wen Jiabao have ordered full-scale emergency efforts for the estimated 72 miners and residents still trapped beneath the rubble. Our heartfelt thanks, all volunteers and professional personnel working to save the missing persons. We send our sympathies to the families who have suffered loss and pray for the protection of the landslide victims. May destructive events such as these be alleviated through our gentler treatment of all beings.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Earthquakes in USA, South Pacific, and Indonesia. On Saturday, a 5.3 magnitude quake shook the Alaskan Peninsula in the USA, followed by a 4.1 aftershock. On Sunday, a temblor registering 5.4 on the Richter scale struck near Fiji, and on the same day, a 4.9 magnitude earthquake occurred in Papua New Guinea. Near Sumbawa, Indonesia, a tremor of 5.1 magnitude shook the area. There were thankfully no reports of injury or damage. We are very grateful for everyone's safety during these disturbing events and pray that they may diminish through our more benevolent care of the planet.
Swine flu cases continue to climb. Although the United Kingdom's Health Protection Agency has confirmed more than 620 cases, Aberdeen University bacteriologist Professor Hugh Pennington projects higher numbers, stating, "I think it would be very reasonable to say we've got at least twice as many cases as we know about." Likewise, in New York City, where about 30 people were hospitalized in the last 4 days and a ninth life just lost, officials say the approximately 700 total confirmed cases do not reflect the true spread of the disease. The total global number of confirmed cases is some 25,300 people in 73 countries, with about 140 fatalities.
The Dominican Republic most recently joined other Caribbean nations in confirming her first case. In the Northern Hemisphere, although the new swine flu strain began later than the normal flu season in April, it has extended long past the normal time people are concerned about influenza. In the Southern Hemisphere, where the winter season has set in, Victoria State in Australia currently has the highest rate of swine flu cases per capita in the world.
Our hearts go out to the swine flu afflicted, and we send our sympathies to the family and loved ones of those who have lost their lives. Many thanks, Professor Pennington, your colleagues, and all other world government officials dedicated to protecting the health of fellow citizens. May the flu's presence soon diminish as we turn toward life-sparing practices and eliminate the unnecessary farm activities that breed new ailments such as these.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet:
lowers blood pressure,
lowers cholesterol levels,
reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions,
reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%,
reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer,
stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years,
higher IQ, conserves up to 70% clean water,
saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing,
a solution for world hunger,
free up 3.4 billion hectares of land,
free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply,
consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production, reduces pollution from untreated animal waste,
maintains cleaner air, saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year,
stop 80% of global warming,
plus more.
Save your life. Be veg. Go green.
For more urgent information, please visit suprememastertv.com/harms-benefits-flyer.
Nigerian tugboat freed. The Yenagoa Ocean and her 10 Nigerian crew members, detained off the coast of Somalia since August 2008, have been released unharmed. The tugboat was met and escorted by the Dutch Navy, who also provided medical and other assistance back to safe harbor. We thank heaven for the safety of the Yenagoa Ocean crew members and send our sincere appreciation to the Dutch Navy for their helpful assistance, wishing them joyous reunions with family and friends as we pray for the protection of all seafaring travelers.
Germany to provide additional aid to Aulac or Vietnam. A recently signed agreement donates $2.9 million to help 61 of Aulac's most underprivileged districts. This is the second phase of a project seeking to improve living conditions for disadvantaged households. In March 2006, Germany provided $2.6 million in funds for economic development and aiding the elderly in need throughout six districts. Labor Ministry official Nguyen Trung Dam expressed appreciation for Germany's support and affirmed his country's future improvements through such exemplary assistance. Our sincere thanks, Germany, and Providence bless your kind support of brethren in need, wishing the people of both countries ever-expanding understanding and friendship.
Loving Heart opens in America's finest city. San Diego, California, USA now has one more reason to be proud. Loving Heart International was born out of the compassionate wish of Supreme Master Qinghai to introduce healthful, delicious vegan foods to the world. Wherever a Loving Heart has opened, in dozens of locales throughout three continents so far, governments and communities alike respond with warm welcome. San Diego is no exception, according to City Council member Todd Gloria.
I think the benefits of this sort of eating habit is undeniable, so having places like the Loving Hut is important.
Also joining the recent grand opening was Bob Linden, host of Go Vegan Radio, or GoVeganRadio.com, who shared his joy for Loving Hut with a remarkable observation.
Just the heroic action of that group of people at one table in a year. We'll save 10 acres of trees, we'll save 1,000 animals, and we'll save over 3 million gallons of water in the production of our food in a year. You know, it's a great celebration of being vegan, and I appreciate that Supreme Master embraces going vegan so much, and it is so important now because of the way the environmental implications are.
As all present enjoyed the delicious international fare, including hearty entrees, unique desserts, and refreshing drinks, an entertainment program featured Truth on Earth, an acclaimed rock band with a message of non-violence.
A lot of people have also written in to us from all over the world and all over the country saying that they, after seeing our music video called Factory Farm, they have now become vegan or vegetarian. Our parents were vegan when they met, and they raised us vegan, and they always gave us a choice to whether to be vegan or not, but we always chose to be vegan because we feel it's the best way to eat and how, you know, save the planet.
The grand opening of this Loving Hut indeed showed that people are aware and eager for a better way of life, including the San Diego government.
And what we're trying to do is to streamline the city's processing system in order to make it easier to have community gardens so that people can have that option that if they want to eat healthy, fresh foods.
What a great beginning, Loving Hut San Diego. And special thanks to Council Member Gloria, Mr. Bob Linden, and Truth on Earth for their support. We are most grateful to Supreme Master Ching Hai for her inspiration now and always in promoting the exciting and compassionate lifestyle. May we soon herald a time when the motto of all fine cities worldwide is Be Veg to save the planet.
Save our planet. Nature is the best way to reduce CO2 emissions. A new United Nations Environment Program report has concluded that the nurturing of forests and peatlands, along with sustainable agricultural methods such as organic growing, are likely better as an approach for removing urban CO2 and other pollutants from the atmosphere than developing technologies such as carbon capture and storage.
These findings correlate with a Netherlands Environmental Assessment Agency report titled Climate Benefits of Changing Diet, which estimates that the switch to a vegan diet would return vast tracts of land from livestock raising-related activities back to their natural state. Not only would this eliminate livestock emissions, which create at least 18% of total greenhouse gases worldwide, with scientists recently reporting over 50%, but the regrown foliage would further absorb atmospheric carbon dioxide.
UN Environmental Program and Netherlands Environmental Assessment Agency, we thank you for these insights on the self-restoring power of nature. We look forward to returning our beloved planetary home to her pristine glory through a global change to the most natural veg diet.
In a 2008 video conference with our association members in Thailand, Supreme Master Ching Hai spoke of nature's resiliency and capacity to recover, especially once meat and its many harms are removed from the picture.
We have to reduce 80% of the pollution from the gas and everything else and stop eating the animals. That is the only way to stop immediately the 80% gas pollution. The rest, 20% more or less, nature can absorb and take care of it, and the earth can repair herself. The earth has a mechanism to repair herself. It's just that we overload the planet. We pollute too much, and we create too much of murderous karma. As soon as we erase this bad retribution from the killing effect, then the earth will turn around, will be allowed to repair, reproduce, and sustain lives again, and we will live in peace, health, happiness, and long life again.
Save our planet. Hope admits signs of rapid global warming. The once immense Imcha Glacier in the Himalayas is receding at the shocking rate of 74 meters a year, with the Himalayan glaciers overall predicted to shrink 80% within 20 years if nothing is done to counter climate change. In some places, huge lakes that have formed from the melting glaciers threaten downstream communities with massive flooding if they were to burst.
Recently, Supreme Master Ching Hai was respectfully requested by the Veracruz state government to be the honored guest at a live public conference held at the Grand Environment Expo 2009. Although unable to be present via video conference, Supreme Master Ching Hai delivered a comprehensive message on global warming trends in such areas as the world's glaciers, along with their optimal solution.
Most of the planet's glaciers will be gone within a few decades, jeopardizing the survival of more than 2 billion people. 1 billion of these people will suffer the effects of the Himalayan glacier retreat, which have been occurring at a pace more rapid than anywhere in the world. With two-thirds of the region's more than 18,000 glaciers receding, reduced rainfall, devastating droughts, and water shortages are the result. while droughts are plaguing more populations, we cannot afford to waste water. Meat production uses massive amounts of water, as you know. It takes up to 1,200 gallons of fresh and good clean water to produce just one serving of beef. In contrast, a full vegan meal costs only 98 gallons of water. That is like 90%+. So if we want to stop water shortage and to preserve precious water, we have to stop animal products.
The video message left an impression on many of those in attendance.
Con todo, le envió ahora sí que un gran amor aquí desde mi corazón para ella, que qué bueno que está haciendo esta labor tan importante para todos.
Veracruz State Governor Fidel Herrera Beltran also wished to convey his best regards to Supreme Master Chinghai, whom he had a chance to meet in the March 2009 Climate Change Conference in Jalapa City, Veracruz.
¿Qué tan importante considera usted una dieta vegana para ayudar a la urgencia del calentamiento global?
Bueno, yo creo que es una prioridad de la humanidad el hacer todo tipo de eventos que puedan detener la transformación o el deterioro del medio ambiente. Es un compromiso de todos que yo asumo con gran determinación.
As a gesture of appreciation, the Veracruz government presented a certificate to the Supreme Master Chinghai International Association.
The government of Veracruz, the Secretary of Social Development and Environment, through the General Coordination of the Environment, is pleased to present the following recognition to the Supreme Master Chinghai International Association for its valuable support to the Environment Expo 2009. Our humble thanks, Veracruz State Government and Governor Fidel Herrera Beltran, for the honor of this opportunity and for your inclusive efforts to raise people's awareness on climate change. We join in sincere gratitude for Supreme Master Chinghai's tireless efforts on behalf of the planet. May we quickly heed the urgency of the myriad signs of climate crisis through our adoption of resource-replenishing lifestyles. Please tune in to Words of Wisdom on Supreme Master Television for a full rebroadcast of this conference at a later date with multi-language subtitles. Save our planet. Continued forest logging shrinks the natural habitat of animals in Aceh, Indonesia, threatening species like the elephant with the possibility of extinction.
Save our planet. Scientists at the National Snow and Ice Data Center in Boulder, Colorado, USA report that the sea ice left at summer's end is approaching 2007 levels, which were the lowest since satellite records began.
Save our planet. In India, non-profit organization Art of Living launches the project Mission Green Earth, where nearly 7,000 youth from 41 schools enroll as green warriors to prevent climate change through planting some 100 million trees.
Save our planet. Global media nonprofit organization Internews invites participation in the Earth Journalism Award, with the award for the best climate change story being a trip to the upcoming December 2009 UN Climate Conference in Copenhagen, Denmark.
Hello, I'm Guapa the Guanaco, and this is my son Carney.
Hi there! Mom and I both live on a delicious plant-based diet.
Today, we have a tip on car safety.
It's important that the lights on your auto are working properly.
That means headlights, turn signals, reverse and brake tail lights should be looked at regularly.
These lights help communicate to other drivers, so they need to be functioning very well.
Please, drive safely.
Thank you for watching, and thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet.
Here's the weather in some cities around the world.
Thank you.
In sustainable energy news, study finds that buildings must decrease energy use 60% by 2050. The World Business Council for Sustainable Development, WBCSD report, was based on 4 years of research. It concluded that the building sector must begin transforming immediately to meet climate change goals. The United States, European Union, Japan, China, India, and Brazil were the 6 areas or countries being considered. They together use about 2/3 of the global energy output. Various recommendations, such as strengthening building codes and energy designations, were made by the WCSD as ways to make structures more eco-friendly. Our appreciation to the World Business Council for Sustainable Development for your detailed report. May all nations heed the green call.
In ecology news, Somalia improves availability of clean water. The number of Somalis in the northwestern region of the nation with access to pure water and proper sanitation has increased by 10 to 15% since 2000. The majority of the urban centers in the area have central water supply systems, which have been chlorinated. Water purification tablets are easily obtainable in other parts of the locality. Our sincere thanks, Somalia, for your care of your citizens. May all people be granted the necessities of life to ensure many bright tomorrows.
Up next on Noteworthy News, a study in New Zealand highlights the importance of a nurturing environment for children. We'll sit in the yard for a while and get some fresh air. Be right back. Please stay tuned for more cheerful news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, brightening news for a brilliant world. In community news, a New Zealand study finds the early environment has a great influence on children's development. Charles and Cassia Waldegrave, in a report for the Families Commission entitled Healthy Families, Young Minds and Developing Brains, state that nurturing environments promote normal brain development in children. This in turn affects all behavior, from writing to being able to feel and understand others' emotions, even in adulthood. Our thankfulness, Charles and Cassia Waldegrave, for clearly showing the importance of growing up with love and support. May all be cherished and given opportunities to develop into confident and caring individuals.
And now for some laughter with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled Eating Out.
Hai người đàn ông ngồi ăn ở nhà hàng. Anh chàng kia nói rằng, à, tôi buộc lòng phải ăn ở đây vì vợ tôi không thích nấu nướng gì hết. Anh chàng khác nói rằng, anh thế là còn may đó ha. Còn tôi phải ăn ở đây vì vợ tôi cứ nhất thiết muốn nấu cho tôi ăn.
And now for our viewers' hotline.
Thanks for your great programming. Not only do you provide spiritual nourishment, environmental news, and cultural shows, but also practical tips on how to live daily life. Thanks to your cute and informative little animals, I just cleaned all my pots with baking soda and it worked great. My wife was happy. We will continue to watch this amazing channel. Thanks, Brian from Chatham, Canada.
Happy Brian. It's a delight to know that you enjoy watching Supreme Master Television and that the tips are helpful and your wife is pleased. We are grateful to Supreme Master Ching Hai for her guidance in our programming to show due respect for animal friends and to rekindle the compassion within us humans. Wishing you and your family pleasant viewing with heaven's blessings and all our love.
Do you have a hotline today? Please send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or log on to www.suprememastertv.com/hotline. Thank you for watching this edition of Noteworthy News.
May faith, hope, and compassion be your constant companions in life.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
With a record 46% of Lebanese people voting in recent elections, outcomes favored the March 14 coalition party, which analysts state is likely to result in a unity national government.
Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, USA trains people to give lower income homes better energy insulation through weatherizing, with Philadelphia Gas Works paying the approximate $2,000 per house cost.
To assist Madagascans who have been affected by drought, cyclones, and economic instability, the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs is distributing $6.5 million US dollars in emergency aid.
Using a method known as astrometry, U.S. scientists are able to make more precise observations in space and have located a tiny star 1/12 the size of our Sun, hosting a planet with qualities similar to our Jupiter.
Researchers from the Scottish Universities of Aberdeen and Dundee partner with Capability Scotland to develop a software that helps facilitate communication for children with disabilities such as cerebral palsy.
During the European parliamentary elections, the Party for Animals in the Netherlands maintains its 2 seats, enabling further national and pan-European progress in animal welfare.
Overcoming lack of building supplies, Palestinian non-profit Mercy Association for Children builds a school for handicapped children in Gaza City, using clay blocks, salt, and rubble as raw materials.
18-year-old Matthew Sertner from New Jersey, USA, launches a sports organization for children with autism, also providing them with the valued opportunity to be part of a team.
Residents of Lincoln in eastern England recount the sight of a sky illuminated with 20 UFOs in flying formation that hover for a few minutes before quickly disappearing upward into space.
Singapore's Chinese Development Assistance Council and the Nanyang Academy of Fine Arts collaborate to enable about 600 students from less fortunate families to attend art and drama camps.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.